Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
The Burt Show.
I can't get my schedule to download, so what are we talking about?
Mo just went, had another day out with his little from the Big Brothers program.
Tell us all about this.
I did, and I would love to. And before I do, I would just like y'all to know that if I appear to not be okay, it's because I'm not. I just almost got into a fight with a big-ass deer.
What? Oh, wow.
Out in the front.
Well, you know, you got plenty of training in the Bronx for that. being down here in Georgia now.
Being a city boy, I'm not okay.
What happened? But aren't some of those rats as big as some of the deer here?
Yeah. See, but it's something about them familiar with a rat. Yeah. I know how they move.
Yeah.
I didn't know what this deer was about to do to me. So it really, like, threw me for a loop. I'm really shooken up right now.
Now, because at least what we know is you live across from the radio station, pretty much.
That's
that where you were last night?
That's where I was.
And we're not like in the middle of the country out here. So
no.
It would be rare to see a deer between your apartment and the radio station.
So imagine my surprise. And this wasn't last night. This was 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Right.
I was walking, as I do every morning. And when you cross the street right here, there are like bushes right in the middle of the street. So you kind of have to always like lean forward to see if the cars are coming because you can't see far enough behind the bushes. And I just never imagined in all of my walks to work that one day when I look and try to look to see if a car is coming, a deer would jump out. at full speed, legs getting it, and it looks just as scared as me. Like we're both in the middle of the street, terrified, and it's staring at me. And it's like I guess figuring out in its head who's the threat here, and we're both confused.
He's really confused. So can I tell you what I think is happening in this area? Because I used to live right down the street, and you know, 5 years ago here there wasn't nearly as much construction, and even in the neighborhood that I moved into, it was all wooded areas, right? And all the deer were living out that way. And now there's so much construction here that I think the deer are being moved out of those areas, and they're like walking down the street, going, "Where's home?"
I guess exactly what he was doing.
Yeah.
I guess every time I've seen a deer, I've been in a car. So I felt like a little bit protected. It was just me and this deer. Yes. Mano y mano, 101 in the middle of the street. And I was terrified. I always thought if I came face to face with like a wildlife animal, I would be able to handle myself accordingly.
So
yeah, it's not in me.
Did you get into fight mode or did you run?
I was about to give him my bag. Like, I don't know if he wanted snacks, water.
Is that what you learned in New York? If someone approaches you with a gun or whatever, you just give them what's on you.
That's it.
So you thought the same thing for a deer. Here, you can have my wallet.
Yeah, I'll give him everything. I guess fight or flee. I'm ready to flee. And it looked at me, and it was like a car behind me. And I think the car stopped to see what was going to happen. He didn't try to help me or anything. He just like was watching it.
Well, what was he supposed to do?
Man, like, I don't know. You ain't got a deer horn in the car. How does it work down here? Y'all tell me.
You need backup?
Yes. I didn't know who to call. I didn't know what to do.
You're flagging down cars in the middle of the road. There's a deer! Help!
I was hoping he didn't leave me, though. I was like, don't leave, man. And then the deer just took off. So at that point, I tried to take my phone out to get like a video of it, and she just was flying. Like, she just took off down the street and went off into wherever she went. And I think I might have like literally stood there in the middle of the street for like 2 minutes trying to figure out what just happened to me.
Look at you getting in touch with nature and stuff.
I don't like it.
It must be deer day because Kaylee had a run in with a deer this morning.
I did. Unfortunately, I was driving down 400, which is a major highway, and I'm in the fast lane, and all of a sudden, out, sticking out of the side of the fast lane was a deer's head.
And I
ran over it.
No.
Oh, no.
But it was already dead?
Well, I don't know. I didn't stop to check, but I don't. His head was laying in the road, I go, holy smokes. Was that a damn deer head? And I'm like, I'm in my new car, and I'm pissed. I'm like, is there blood and guts all over my car?
So you're worried about the car.
Well, yeah, man. I just got a new car.
So you don't know if this head is attached to an entire body or...
No, I mean, it happened so fast, and I saw a glimpse of body, but the head was in the road.
Well, that
and I could not
quickly.
Swerve out of the way. I hit a deer this morning. Look,
I didn't know it was just a head.
I want you to mark this down, please, Cassie and Rebecca, because they're the ones that handled the video for The Burt Show. 4 minutes and 40 seconds into us talking, I want a close-up of Kristen, because it is the face she makes every time Kaylee talks on the show. The eyes close. It's a little bit of a pathetic, like, oh, God, head shake. It's very austere. Stereotypical.
That's beautiful.
No.
Well, I must have ran into your dearest cousin. And she's pissed, let me tell you. Okay.
It is really a bad day.
She's on a vengeance tour. She's looking for the person.
She's looking for Kaylee.
Who killed Cuz.
She was like, I don't think that's him. Thank God.
The Burt Show.